From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Republicans fell short of their goal to capture control of the Senate last night, but NPR's Mara Liasson reports they won historic victories in the House.
The Republican wave claimed Democratic House seats all over the country, defeating veteran Democrats like Committee Chairman Ike Skelton and John Spratt, but also large numbers of freshmen and sophomores who've been swept into Congress on the Democratic waves of 2006 and 8. The man who would be Speaker, John Boehner, said the election was a rebuke to the president. Republicans fell short, however, of the 10 Senate seat pickups they needed to take over both houses of Congress. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.
Three-term Wisconsin Democrat Russ Feingold, a champion of campaign finance reform, has lost his bid for re-election to Republican Ron Johnson. As NPR's John Itzde reports, Feingold's reputation as an independent who occasionally took unpopular stands failed to stem the Republican tidal wave.
Feingold was not afraid to take unpopular positions. He was one of just three senators who voted against the Iraq War resolution. He voted against the TARP bank bailout bill and the Patriot Act. He occasionally bucked his own party, joining Budget Committee Republicans to vote for a five-year cap on federal spending in 2002. In his concession speech, he signaled he may not be through with politics.
So, it's on to the next fight. It's on to the next battle. It's on to 2012.
Feingold's successor, Republican Ron Johnson, says he will attempt to repeal the Obama health overhaul legislation. Feingold voted for the bill and proudly defended it during the campaign. John Itzde, NPR News, Middleton, Wisconsin.
You can draw a line across Ohio next year and you won't find a Democrat representing a district anywhere in the southern part of the state. From member station WKSU, M.L. Schulze reports that Ohio's political geography changed dramatically last night, with five congressional seats shifting from Democrat to Republican.
The GOP took back three congressional seats it lost in 2008 and added two others that wind through southeastern Ohio. John Green, the head of the University of Akron's Bliss Institute, says that's where change happens in Ohio these days.
The Appalachian part of Ohio really has become the swing part of the state, and this seems to have been a very good year for the Republicans in that part of the state.
The Ohio GOP wins will help make Ohio Congressman John Boehner the likely next Speaker of the U.S. House. From Kent, Ohio, I'm M.L. Schulze.
President Obama has offered his congratulations to the presumptive next House Speaker, John Boehner. Republicans have vowed to turn back much of Mr. Obama's agenda, but Boehner says he and the president agreed in a telephone call last night to cooperate on addressing the issues concerning voters the most, such as creating jobs and reducing spending. This is NPR News. President Obama plans to hold a news conference this afternoon to lay out his expectations for the next 2 years of his presidency. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
The president has already said that he expects his legislative agenda for the next 2 years to be less ambitious than the last 2 years. The days of sweeping laws maneuvered through Congress with only Democratic support are gone. Mr. Obama has said he wants to focus on cutting the deficit, simplifying the tax code, and improving the educational system. Those are all goals that Republicans have supported in theory, and Mr. Obama has said he hopes both parties can work together to come up with solutions. This news conference will be the president's first extended comments on the outcome of the midterm elections. It comes 2 days before the president leaves on a 10-day trip to Asia. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
Voters in Portland, Maine, have narrowly defeated a measure that would have allowed non-citizens to vote in municipal elections. Josie Huang of Maine Public Radio has the story.
Supporters of non-citizen voting point out that immigrants who are here legally pay taxes and work. But the measure lost by a margin of just over 500 votes, with more than 18,000 people turning out. Critics say that immigrants need to earn the right to vote through naturalization. Elsewhere, non-citizen voting is allowed in the municipal elections of several Maryland communities and in Chicago school board elections. For NPR News, I'm Josie Huang in Portland, Maine.
California voters have rejected a ballot initiative to allow recreational marijuana use. Proponents call Proposition 19 a chance to raise new tax revenue and to reduce crime. And in Colorado, a proposal to grant constitutional rights to fetuses was rejected. A similar proposal failed in 2008. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.